Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the May the 12th at 6:31 almost. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of De'Longhi Coffee Makers, and we'll be looking at a new legal conference along the lines of Kelconomics, but for lawyers. And all the markets as usual, including the overnight announcement that Trump intends to force pharma giants to cut their prescription charges. You can email us at business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international stories in the papers and websites, which we shall do in the evergreen and never unfashionable company of Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ.
Well, good morning to you. I hope you had a good weekend.
We had a wonderful weekend. We were in the gorgeous county of Donegal, and amazingly, it didn't rain once. It was nonstop sunshine. Really beautiful. Absolutely lovely. So let us start with those US-China trade talks. They were held in Geneva. Jameson Greer was there and Scott Bessent. The Americans were saying there was white smoke, but the Chinese less clear, put it that way.
Yeah, the Americans is, again, President Trump, you know, he's pretty quick to post, and sometimes we actually need to see the receipts here. But so the president of the US is saying there's been good progress, that the talks were productive, and the American stock market is responding to that with a rise on the face of it of 1.5 to 2%, and gold is moving down. Interestingly, as you said, the Chinese seem a little bit more circumspect, and certainly the European stock markets, recognizing that, aren't showing up anything like as much at the moment as the American ones. So we'll see what actually comes of this.
The starting point is, of course, there are 145% tariffs imposed on all Chinese goods coming into America. The ports of LA and Seattle are quiet, and potentially it could be a very expensive Christmas for US consumers. And of course, the Chinese have also slapped their own tariffs on American stuff. So they have to do some sort of deal. Otherwise, you're talking about the two biggest economies in the world heading into recession.
Yeah, even Treasury Secretary Bessent from America has said that this situation is unsustainable. I guess there's a little bit of a game of chicken here and who blinks first. Chinese exports to America represent a bigger percentage of its GDP than American exports to China. So the Americans may think that they have some leverage here. Equally, since the tariff announcement, we've seen the US stock market be very volatile, the dollar go down, its government borrowing costs go up. So as ever with these, you know, as with tariffs and trade wars, you suspect that there's actually going to be no ultimate winner, and that you could end up with, you know, everybody losing if you're not careful. So I think there is pressure on both sides to get a result. I mean, the Chinese are still facing a real estate bust. Their own economy isn't as strong as they would like. It's struggling to meet the Chinese Communist Party's 5% growth target. So both parties have a vested interest in finding a solution. But again, it's now there's much an element of face here and who blinks first rather than just the details of the deal.
Yeah. Now, as ever, when my alarm went off at 5 a.m. this morning, I have to check what has he said now. and what he has said now is that he is set to sign an executive order to slash prescription drug prices in the States by up to 80%. Wow, this could be very interesting for pharmaceutical giants. And as you know, many of them are based here.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that he tried to get done during his first term in office. And one of the many mysteries of the world is why US drugs are so much more expensive in many cases than they are in the rest of the world. It's partly because the government doesn't set a price. That you have the, in sitting between insurance and drug companies, you have what are known as pharmacy benefit managers, and they have a bit of a vested interest there. It's a complex system, and although President Obama introduced the affordable healthcare system, that gave pharmaceutical companies and the benefit managers a chance to whack up prices anyway as more people got access to care. It's not quite as perhaps as dramatic as it may sound for the pharmaceutical companies. This is particularly only on Medicare B plan drugs, which are those administered in a doctor's surgery or office. So it does limit the scope for the number of drugs involved. But nevertheless, as you say, you're looking at some potentially big price cuts here. And for Ireland, with, you know, Pfizer and Bristol Myers Squibb of America and AstraZeneca of the UK and Roche and Novartis of Europe and others, it is an area that, you know, everybody in Ireland will be watching, given there are some big factory expansion plans planned for the next, you know, 2 to 3 years. But these things have been promised before and never actually happened. So you are up against some big vested interests here, even if you can post what you like on Truth Social.
Yeah, talking about vested interests, the industry lobby group, which is called PHRMA, said government price setting in any form is bad for American patients. But to quote Mandy Rice Davis, they would say that, wouldn't they? And as it appears right now, the overnight or the grey market prices for some of the big pharmaceutical giants are kind of unmoved.
Yeah, again, I think that's partly because we've been here before, and I know President Trump can impose things by executive order, but you are seeing greater pushback on that with regard to lots of other tariffs. And one suggestion that he's bending a bit on tariffs now is that he's looking to get his tax cutting package through Congress. He's got very skinny majorities in both the House and the Senate, and he's going to need all the support that he can get. So again, if the lobbyists start getting active over in the US, as I'm sure they will, there may again be some horse trading.
Yeah. Now, let's stay with the US, but move to travel. Expedia, they are one of the biggest travel kind of aggregators in the world, but they are very nervous about people coming into the United States or not coming into the United States.
Yeah, and intriguingly, they dished out a profit warning on Friday and the shares went down by 7%. So the shares now are down by a sixth this year. They announced a weaker than expected first quarter for bookings and cut their bookings and revenue forecast for the rest of the year. As you said, Joe, partly because there's less inbound traffic, but also weaker domestic travel as well. And that's flagging what we've already seen from a few other companies, such as some of the American airlines have said that there's less business and personal travel, holiday travel around the States. Hilton has cut its revenue per room forecast for the year. And Airbnb has even talked about, although bookings are holding up, people are leaving it much later to actually book. So there is, again, to reflect perhaps consumer uncertainty. So again, whether this is probably a knock-on on the overall stock market volatility, concerns over the US economy, and in some cases, you know, overseas travellers just not being particularly impressed by what America is doing and deciding to take their travel money elsewhere.
Yeah, indeed. And we know that the Canadians have cancelled a lot of bookings.
Correct.
They were down something like 70%. Interestingly, though, Aer Lingus, which is part of the IAG group, said on Friday evening that they hadn't seen a massive kind of drop in bookings from this country, from Ireland, into the United States, which is a very interesting one because there's a fair bit of travel that goes over that direction. And finally, Texas is fining Google $1.4 billion. That's not a small fine.
It's not even for Google. It's not. And this is, again, this vexed issue of data privacy. Google has agreed in principle to pay, although it's not admitted any liability. It's not admitted to any having done anything wrong. These are two lawsuits brought by the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He won a lawsuit against Meta last year. He's won against Google this year. So he's obviously a pretty ferocious bloke. And Google, while admitted nothing, are paying fines related to data privacy, biometrics, and location history. Google says, "Look, we've changed all of our policies. This all reflects things that were happening a long time ago. Not now." But we will pay up. I guess it just shows two things. You know, even wildly profitable companies, you know, can annoy their customers and can annoy the regulators, so they do need to keep their nose clean. And in the end, if you're the consumer and you're not paying for a product, you probably are the product.
Indeed, it's been a good phrase for the last decade or so, and it still applies. Russ, thank you so much for joining us. That's Russ Mould there from AJ.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.